I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 23rd. The moon has a couple of bright companions tonight and tomorrow night. The brighter one is the giant planet Saturn, which looks like a bright star close to the upper left of the moon as darkness falls this evening. The other is the star Fomalo. It's farther to the lower left of the moon, and it's only about half as bright as Saturn, but it's the only noteworthy star in that region of the sky, so it's hard to miss. For more than a decade, it looked like Fomalo might have a giant planet of its own. Hubble Space Telescope took pictures of it, a tiny dot of light far from the star, and astronomers even gave it a formal name, Dagon. But a few years ago, the dot of light spread out, then faded from sight. That means the object probably was a giant cloud of dust. When Hubble first saw it, the cloud had just formed, probably debris from a collision between two asteroids. Over the years, the dust spread out. Eventually, it became so thinly spread that we could no longer see it. Even so, it's possible that Fomalo could have one or more planets. A disk of gas and dust encircles the star. Voids within the disk could have been swept clean by orbiting planets. In addition, the gravity of planets could account for some clumpy regions in the disk. So far, though, these are only suggestions that Fomalo has planets. The worlds themselves, if they exist at all, still await discovery. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.